out the John Deere 2R Series compact tractor. This month only at Prairie Land Partners, get a $2,350 bonus when you purchase two implements. Plus, take advantage of huge cash savings. Get more done on your property with the right tools and save in the process. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends August 31st, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details. Prairie Land
Partners. KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 7th of August. It is 722, 63 degrees on our way to 86 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Janet Ayers, and to preview a special bike safety event at the Burnley Memorial Library coming up this weekend. Janet, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Ron and Chuck?
Good.
We're doing well here today. So we've got a special bike safety event. But before we talk about the when and the specifically, you know, the where and what's going to be taking place, let me just ask you, I guess, how this particular event got started and why.
Oh, my goodness. I taught for 35 years, and starting my second year, I did Bicycle Safety Day at the old grade school, considered old now, in Cottonwood Falls, and it involved the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Sheriff's Department, and the Extension Office, and we did that for 34 years. And then there have been several, like maybe three different times in Chase County that helmets were given away, but this is the first time that we have regenerated the Bicycle Safety Day, and it'll be again with the Sheriff's Department and the Chase County Health Department besides Burnley Library.
What was it for you that made this such a vital event and a necessary event, I guess, you know, back when, and you know, what makes it so important now?
Oh, you know, as the title says, Bicycle Safety Day, the big word was safety, to get children to and from their destinations with a helmet on, with bicycles that fit them, and so they know the rules of the road and how to be aware of being on the same road as trucks and cars. I just want them to be safe and take care of themselves.
So you have the event. When and where is this going to wind up being?
It will be this Saturday, August 12th, at the Burnley Memorial Library, which is on the west side of the Chase County Courthouse in Cottonwood Falls. The city of Cottonwood Falls has allowed us to block off the entire street and have the event there. We're going to start at 9 o'clock, and we will go until 11. We start with, of course, registration, and that'll be right in front of the library door. Then we have the Highway Patrol and the Sheriff's Department doing inspections on the bicycles, because sometimes we have bicycles that have been inherited, and maybe the last person riding it had longer legs than the child that's good has it now. So after they see if the seat needs adjusted or the handlebars corrected, then we have a group of gentlemen that will adjust those for the kids. Then they'll go to the next station, which is helmets, and we have free helmets. We have measuring tapes. We'll get the helmets on the kids, and then we have donuts that everybody gets, and all of this is free. Following the measurements and the helmet fitting, then we're going to have a lesson about signaling, watching for stop signs, staying on the correct side of the road, where to park your bike, all of the types of lessons that'll keep kids safe. And then on the last half of the block, we have an obstacle course so they can practice what we taught them in the lessons about signaling, stopping, looking both ways before you go out into the street, not riding between cars. And then at the very end at 11 o'clock, we are going to have a drawing for a couple of icicles. And in order to qualify for that, they have to go through all five stations and be there at 11.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does. So no pre-registering, just show up, Janet?
Just show up and bring your bicycles. And if you don't have one, at the moment, you can still be there and learn and get a helmet and some donuts. And I wanted you to know that we're doing this, thank goodness, from very generous donations. Schaefer Creek Outdoors in Strong City, Charlie Hammond, members of the Presbyterian Church of Cottonwood Falls, the Emporia Community Foundation, and Lotus Cafe and Suite in Strong City.
You know, one of the things I wanted to loop back with you on, Janet, which I find striking with this is, you know, when it comes to bike safety, there's so much that's put into the proper headgear, specifically having a helmet on, and then also the proper rules of the road. But you mentioned here about the safety angle when it comes to the bike size versus rider size, which is something I'm not sure gets emphasized a whole lot here in the media.
Well, you know, and sometimes you'll see a little kid that stops, but then they almost fall over or drop their bike because they can reach the pedals, but they can't reach the ground. Or their handlebars have been adjusted by someone else, and they're down too far or up too high, and they can't take care of the grips for the brakes. Or we also check for the brakes that are done with the pedals. We check their chain. I'm saying we, but it's not me. It's the Kansas Highway Patrol officers and the law enforcement officers with the Sheriff's Department here in Chase County.
The other question I had here, Janet, is, and you kind of mentioned this too, the fact that this is a collaborative effort here with a really robust list of partners involved. How important was that for you? And you know, if you wind up bringing this back here over the next few years, how do you see this possibly adding future partners as well to your current list?
Well, it was wonderful. When I called Sheriff Jacob Welsh and said, hey, let's do this, he was all for it. And he contacted Emporia Community Foundation, and they had some helmets already. I talked to Rachel Jones, who's in charge of the health department here in Chase County, and she had some helmets. So collaboratively, we were able to take care of that. And then as soon as the word got out, we had generous donors that wanted to make sure that this was a safety event for the children and also, you know, something they can look forward to, and we give away a few bikes.
Well, that is an awesome way to get the kids out, keep them safe, and an event. Of course, a lot of people like to, you know, bike here in the Flint Hills, and so it's wonderful that you're putting this on. So give us the start time again on Saturday, Janet.
Again, we start at 9 o'clock, and the drawing will be at 11, and they must be present for the drawing, and it'll be in front of the Burnley Memorial Library on North Oak Street on the west side of the Chase County Courthouse in Cottonwood Falls.
Great event coming up this Saturday, Janet. Anything else we need to add here?
Well, come on over, and you might get some donuts also. Lotus Cafe and Suites just recently opened. She has fabulous donuts that I think everybody will enjoy, so you guys can have some too.
We'd better let the folks that are there actually get in line first, because just yours truly here will clear them out.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can get my feet touching the ground if I come over to
well, and I've
there.
Seen you on a bike, so we can adjust your bicycle too.
All right, Janet, hey, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Janet.
Thanks for letting us advertise this, guys. Appreciate it.
Have
Bye.
A good day, Janet Ayers, with the Burnley Memorial Library. Free event, bike safety in Cottonwood Falls coming up this Saturday morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker spot, the only one we have available now happens to be